Hello and welcome to Two Girls Who Read. My name's Olivia.
And I'm Lily, and this is the podcast where we talk about anything and everything book related.
This week's topic is, what books are we currently reading?
Because I feel like we were like, oh, what should we make a podcast on? I'm like, well, we're both in the middle of like so many books
right now. Yeah, because we finished our university semester. Woo-woo!
Which means we're on summer vacation now because we're
holiday.
Summer holiday. Because we're in Australia. So if you're a bit confused about the summer holiday.
Or maybe you're from America and they could be confused about the vacation part.
Well, yeah, I feel like the terms are interchangeable.
Yes.
Anyway, yeah, so we're on summer, and so we have...
We're on summer. She's just avoiding. We're on summer. We're in sun.
We're in the summer, and so now we have lots of time to read lots of books.
Which we actually are doing right now.
We actually are doing, we promise you guys.
We promise you guys, because I feel like it's such a nice change from every episode. We're being like, we're gonna start reading. It's gonna happen. It's gonna happen.
No, it's been happening.
But I feel like it just adds to the realisticness of us. You know, is it really a podcast about reading if the readers don't have a reading slump and are like, we're readers, but then have only read like one book in the last month? You know, we
exactly.
All have those.
We all have those moments. So today we're just going to be talking about what we are reading. Maybe you'll get some recs, and then also like what is like kind of next for us, I feel like, or at least I kind of know.
What do you mean, what's next?
Like what I'm going to be reading next.
Oh, I thought you meant like you're saying that in like an influencer way. You're like, and then what's next? What's our next chapter? Like, what's our next secret project?
You know? I mean, like, what's like the next like 500 pages of like fairy porn that I'm gonna pick up? I don't know.
Oh god, she's in a fairy porn era again. No. Lay it to rest, please.
No, I don't actually even. I don't have any books like that on my TBR at the moment. It's just a bit of a joke.
Just a bit of a joke. I was just doing a bit of a silly, a bit of a funny.
Anyway, so yeah,
and we're also reading similar books. Oh,
there's some thunder.
There's some thunder. There's some lightning. Is there a song about thunder?
Yeah.
What's the song?
Imagine Dragons.
Oh,
thunder.
Feel the thunder.
Lightning and the thunder.
Thunder.
Can we have one episode without like
no.
a music concert?
No, not after last week where we gave them our beautiful a cappella. Zoom, 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 zoom.
No, okay. Just start talking. Talk about your book.
Okay, my book. The first one I'm going to talk about that I'm reading is the one I started yesterday, but I'm already 130 pages in.
When did you go to bed last night?
I went to bed at 12. It was fine. Okay. It's just I read the pages so fast because the way that this author writes, like it does my brain wonders. I don't know how she writes it, like, but I love it. It's the new Legendborn book, Bloodmarked by Tracy Dion. Now, if for those of you who are unaware, Legendborn is a fantasy. It's a low fantasy or mid fantasy.
Low fantasy, yeah.
It's a low fantasy duology. And the first book came out, I think, in 2020. I think it was 2020.
I don't know. Something like that.
Yeah. Came out in like 2020. And it was kind of like marked as like, just a really, really good fantasy YA novel, and it's got great diversity, which is sometimes too difficult to come across in the literary industry. It's got great diversity, great magic system. It's a King Arthur retelling, and the main character is Bree, and then there's a bit of a love triangle with like Nick and Selwyn, and Nick is like, you know, when we open the story, Nick is like the descendant of King Arthur, and then Selwyn is like the descendant of like Merlin, so he's like a mage and he is magic, and it's his job to like protect the King Arthur like lineage. And so anyway, I loved the first book. I just read it so quick. We did an episode on it where you will hear me go, yeah, I do this all the time, but I say I'm just going to read one chapter and then I usually don't finish this book, but I read the first chapter of this book and I like couldn't put it down. I read the whole thing in like 2 days. Mm-hmm. And I was really worried because I love the first book so much, and I'm like, I don't want the second one to be bad, but I am still kicking, screaming, giggling as much as I was in the first one with this one, because there is more Selwyn and Bree, and you know, you can be a team Nick and Bree, that's fine, they're cute, but I just love Selwyn and Bree, like they're my favorites. I love
it. She has got like a very interesting relationship with Selwyn. She's like,
I love it.
She's, yeah,
I eat it up every time. Nom 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 nom. Stop. Someone's just such like a good character, you know what I mean? It's so well written. And then also just the way that like Tracy Dion writes is so good. Like her action scenes, they just flow. Like the flow flows.
Yes.
This flow. yeah, and especially I, as someone who I've been finding like my dyslexia has kind of been tripping me up with reading a little bit, like this year. Because, I don't know, I don't know if this is a thing, but when I found out I had dyslexia, like, in grade 12, it didn't affect me, but now it's, I feel like it's almost gotten to me, like, when I read, it's like I'm aware that it shouldn't be that difficult, and then I feel like that almost makes me slower, because I'm like, this is a challenge, you know what I mean? I'm aware it's a challenge compared to other people. And so I've been just flying through this book, though, because the way that's written, like, my brain just, it clicks. I like it, how it's written. Like, I don't know why.
Well, that's
I don't know. I don't know if it's something she intended, but if it's the font or what, because it's very tiny font, but I'm still, like, loving it.
I don't know. I think it's definitely something with, like, the writing style as well, actually, because I also loved the first book, but it was very hard for me to, like, read. Like, it, like, hit my brain, like, wrong. Like,
really?
I love the story, and I'm so excited to read the next one, but I listened to, or I read, like, most of the first one via audiobook, because I couldn't read it.
Yeah, like, you see, I like,
yeah,
I read it and I'm like, this is how I like it to
read. So, I definitely think she's got a very interesting writing style, and, like, at the end of the day, it's like the story is like amazing, like regardless, and I still absolutely love the book, but I'm just reading it and I just like go, like if I was ever reading like the physical copy, like even listening to like the audiobook, like I'd have to have like both, I'd have like the book and the audiobook going at the same time so I could actually capture what was going on.
See,
like,
that's me with every book.
Yeah. For some reason, like this book like triggered dyslexia I don't have and it cured yours. I don't know what it is, but I still love it and I'm really excited to read like the second one. And I think the second one will be a bit easier for me now that I actually like know the story a
the
bit
world
as
building.
Well. I know the world and I know the characters, so like I think that hopefully I won't be like as confused, and like so even if it's like a little more tricky to read, like I think it'll be fine. But I just found it so funny how we just had like the most opposite experiences with that, but we both agree that it was a 5-star read.
Yeah, we different road but same destination. I just love it. I highly recommend, and if you've read it, you should listen to our episode on Legendborn, because
I forgot we did one of those.
Yes, I did too, actually. But then I was reading it last night and I was like, oh, I remember we talked about that in the podcast. What podcast? Okay, your turn.
So right now I am reading the second book in the Atlas 6 trilogy,
by Olivier Blake. We both are.
Yeah, so we'll both kind of talk about it. I'm about like 150 pages through it at the moment. And for me, like, I really like the Atlas 6 series. I read the first one, like, quite a while ago, like, before they actually released, like, the new version of it or whatever, like, back in 2021 when it was, like, the self-published version.
Yeah, on Amazon.
Yeah, and so I think that I'm liking this one a lot better just because you can tell it has a better editor and, like, it's been properly, like, published and made.
Oh yeah, because you didn't read like the edited first book, did you?
No,
I didn't.
I would like to go, like, maybe when the whole trilogy's out or something, I'd like to like reread all of it and like read the first one, and like because I own the first one in the new edition as well. I own both editions because I remember I was at the bookstore and I saw it there and it was like 50% off or something. And I was like,
the new edition is better.
Yeah, and I was like, I know I probably want to like read them all together like at some point or another. Maybe I'll reread like the first two before the third one comes out or something, and
yeah, that'd be cool. I feel like that would be handy as well because
so much happens in this series. Yeah, and so anyway, I'm reading the second one and it's really nice because it's written totally different, but like the same vibes are still there. And that was my favorite part of the first book, was, like, the vibes. Like, yeah. And
it's just, you get the vibes without being, like, what are you saying?
Yeah, I'm not confused.
It's not like reading, I felt like I was reading Shakespeare when I read the self-published thing, because I always was like, I get the gist of what's going on.
But what does it mean?
But if you ask me to tell you, like, what the individual words mean, like, I probably couldn't.
Yeah, exactly. And so, anyway, but I'm really liking the second book. Weirdly enough, like, where I'm at right now, like, my favorite character is, like, Callum.
Interesting.
Like, not that there's really been anything that's happened that, like, should make that the case. I just like the vibes of, like, his POVs. Like, I love it. Yeah. My favorite, not that he's my favorite character, but I love it when it's his POV.
Yeah.
And so this book's really interesting because I feel like it's a bit shifted in terms of, like, what characters I like reading about the most, because, like, in the first book it was completely different.
Interesting.
And also, like, Raina's POVs are really good as well. And, like, in the first book she was a bit more irrelevant, I felt like.
She wasn't relevant to me. Here's the thing. I read the first half self-published version, second half new edition.
Yeah.
So I've got a bit, maybe an interesting, unique perspective. But for me, Raina wasn't, like, irrelevant, but she was definitely, like, a side one. She was one of the less relevant ones.
Yeah. But I didn't feel like she was irrelevant. It's just, like, when it was, like, her POV, I wasn't like, oh my god, Raina, I'm so excited. But now I'm like, Raina,
I'm like, queen, where were you, where have you been?
Yeah, it's just because we didn't know anything about her, like, in the last book, which was, like, the tricky thing. But this book has been really good. We really expanded on, like, the depth of these characters,
which is so good.
And, like, new alliances that, like, I would never expected are, like, forming. And, like, you get to see more of, like, the individual networks between so many more of the characters. And so, like, yeah, this, I feel like there's not really a plot of it right now. But, like, I don't even really notice because I'm just so interested in, like, how the characters are interacting, I guess. So, it's fun.
Well, it definitely is, like, a massively character-driven story.
100%.
And it's really good. It gives the same energy that Six of Crows kind of gave off, where it's a fantasy thing and a fantasy book, not fantasy thing, but it's a fantasy book. However, there is a plot there. However, if it was just the plot, you probably wouldn't stick around or be as invested as you are. You're really sticking around for the characters because exactly. They're just so good. And I mean, Parissa, please give me a chance. I'm begging.
Begging. I don't ask for much.
Please call me at 1-800 whore for you. Yes. But I mean, you're further into it than me. What page are you on?
I have it in front of me. Right,
yeah, she had it on hand, on tap, ready to go.
140.
Oh, I love your bookmark.
Thank you. Like, my grandma sent it to me.
Oh, your grandma's coming in clutch. Thank you, Grandma. Yeah. Grandma Shoe.
No.
Oh, well, I'm just going to go fuck myself then.
My other grandma.
Yeah, oh, grandma not shoe. Grandma pants. Grandma gloves.
Just stop pulling your head.
Your grandparents aren't going to like me after this. yeah, so what page are you up to?
140.
Oh, you're not that ahead of me.
No, I know.
I thought you were, like, almost done for some reason.
No.
No, definitely not.
No.
Oh, I'm on, like, 120.
Oh. Slay.
Slay. Well, anyway, I can talk with this same level of confidence of insight that you're talking with then. Yes, so this book.
Oh, God.
You see, it's expanded on the world.
Oh, my God.
No.
The character network.
The character networks are just networking, you know what I mean? I could bring in my creative arts degree and clutch and analyze this book. I could be like, so, using chronology. Lily's just looking ahead. She wants to die. Hello, darkness. Okay, I'm going to move on. That was that book, The Atlas Paradox.
The Atlas
so
Paradox.
So far, would recommend. It's just like, it's so much better than the first one, but, like, it's also not, like, the first one's bad either. It's just, like,
it's just that, like, this one, I feel like the first one, you're so in the dark. Like, you think you know the story, but then you're like, oh, I actually know nothing.
Yeah.
And then this time, it's like, I think there's probably going to be something similar, where it's like, I think I know what's going on, or, like, I think that, I'm like, there's no plot happening right now. It's just characters, and I don't even realize massive plot happening. But I feel like it's a bit better because I know more.
It's also a direct continuation, which is always great with sequels. And like, even in show season twos, when it feels just a direct continuation of the story.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's definitely the vibe you get from this book as well. Okay, moving on. The next book that I'm reading, what is the next book I'm reading? Oh, If We're Villains. I am reading that. And I'm not as through it at all, honestly, compared to the other ones. But a couple weeks back, we did challenge each other to read three books of our recommendation.
Mm-hmm.
And Lily told me that I need to read Queen of Air and Darkness by Cassandra Clare to finish the Dark Artifices trilogy.
I was doing her a favor.
Oh, God. And then read If We're Villains by M.L. Rio. And then I forget what the third one was. Carrie Soto's Back by Taylor Jenkins Reid. Thank you. I'll probably read that paperback because your Grandma Gloves sent you, but I'm going to steal it, so it's kind of us. Thank you, Grandma Gloves, sent you the paperback after you already read it on
C-Library. R.I.P. C-Library.
C-Library. Oh my God, I miss it every day. It's just really bad.
And this is actually sad because, so I own a lot of books, as I'm sure. It's shocking that I would own books on this reading podcast.
Yes.
But obviously, I couldn't bring them to Australia. So I had so many books, I'm like, I've already paid the money for this, but I can't bring it to Australia. So I'll just read it on ZBooks. And is it really pirating it if I've already bought it before? Like, yeah. I've already given the money. It's just I can't physically bring it to my new location. So that was my whole thing. People like, how are you going to read in Australia? I'm like, there's this great thing called Z-Library. Where is it? It's gone now.
Where is it? In the dark web.
On the dark web.
Literally. Oh, God. I'm not even... All for...
A Colleen Hoover book.
All for... It starts with us.
Ugly Love.
Ugly Love. Is that why people shut that down? Because they were getting an Ugly Love. Ugly Love. And we laughed over our son's big balls. That book?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Was Z Library really worth it? I hope y'all are happy with your big balls book. You can take your big balls and fucking... I'm going to kick him. Sorry. It was a bit violent.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, so what were you saying?
What was I saying? Oh, right, challenge. Yeah, because now I can read Carrie Soder's back in paperback because you read it through Z Library, Sniffle Sniffle.
Yeah.
And so, however, I have started the other two books that you told me to read while you have started none of the books I told you to
read. I literally finished the Jeanette McCurdy book.
Oh. Did we do an episode on that?
We did, but then we had to delete it.
Because
that was when we didn't film it in your bedroom, remember?
We could have done an episode on that.
Yeah, we have to refilm that.
We gotta refilm that.
Because we filmed it in Olivia's bedroom, which is just, like, too echoey.
It was too echoey. It was not good.
But so, thank you very much. I did finish one of the books you told me to read.
Yeah.
Whereas you have finished none of them.
Well, I'm sorry, but I feel like if you count how many pages I've read for you, it would be like 10 times fold what you had to read. Jeanette McCurdy's book's like not as big. And where are the other two? Have you started those?
No, but I'm going to now that school's over.
Excuse me. That's what I think about that.
Maybe I won't sweat. No, I will. How am I supposed to get them? I don't have Z-books anymore.
Oh my God, I have to buy them. What books did I recommend you?
Because of You by Pip Perry.
Yeah.
And The Ultimate Sacrifice.
That's kind of, not gonna lie, that was kind of a troll book I gave Lily because it was like my favorite when I was like 12. Yeah. It's $2.99 on Apple Books, babes. You can suck it up.
Okay, if it's on Apple Books.
Okay. But the Pip Harry one, that's going to cost money.
Maybe it's at the library.
Elle has it. Maybe we can ask Elle to bring it down.
Yeah, okay. Anyway.
Elle's my little sister, and I gave her, like, a bunch of my books before I moved out. Anyways. Yeah. Anyways! Yeah, so Queen of Air and Duh.
Are we talking about if we were villains?
If we're villains, started it, great vibes. Confusing as fuck, and that's all I can give you on it. It's gone well. Hopefully the ending's great, which I've heard it is. Your turn.
Oh. For like ages I've been reading the second Renegades book. I kept getting distracted. Isn't
that the book series where you said that the fandom agrees it's basically a Miraculous Ladybug fanfic?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Anyway, so I've been reading the second one of that for a while, and I just haven't had time because of like school and shit like that, but it's actually quite good. I got like 100 pages in.
I mean, if it's a Miraculous Ladybug like fanfic vibe, I would love it, because Miraculous is my favorite. It's just my favorite.
Yeah, favorite of anything.
Favorite what? I don't know, but it's my favorite
of anything. Yeah, so anyway, yeah, so I'm reading the second Renegades book, but basically, yeah, the first one, it's basically like the superheroes against the supervillains vibes, except like the main character is like one of the supervillains, and she like infiltrates the superhero side in order to try to like learn more like about like their like operations. Yeah,
Didn't you say the premise was basically the main character's hunting herself?
The main character's basically hunting herself, because her code name as a villain is like Nightmare, and her like little squad she joined with like the other main guy's name is Adrian.
Yeah! Adrian Grass, what are you doing here?
Adrian.
I'm Count Noir.
Count Noir. Yeah.
Don't make me into a puppet. You know I like to be in command.
Yes. And then Adrian has, like, this beef with, like, Nightmare, because at
with
the beginning...
Hulk Moth.
Yeah. Because at the beginning of the first book, like, they were fighting, and, he heard like Nightmare, who is like basically, well, is Nightmare and Nova are the same person, but he heard Nightmare say something that like his mom used to say, and his mom was like killed, and so he's like, oh my god, maybe she was the one that like killed my mom, like, cause like how
the
would
thing
she
that they
it?
Said slay.
No, it was like this whole like expression or whatever, and then like maybe so then Adrian's like really interested in like finding Nightmare, but then like Nova's like on his squad undercover, so she's like, oh, let's go find Nightmare.
I wonder where Nightmare is.
So it's really awkward. I keep waiting for to figure it out, but it hasn't happened yet.
You're in the second book. No, what if that's the last page? It's you. End of trilogy acknowledgements. Oh my god.
No, I can tell it's getting closer than figuring it out.
Adrian is very blind, and it doesn't matter what franchise it's in, just if you name someone Adrian,
they're gonna be dumb.
They're gonna be a dumb pretty boy, like,
yeah. Adrian's so funny, because now ever since his like mom died, he's like been adopted by like the two gay dads that like run the city. They're like the council members of the whole Operation City thing, and it's just such an interesting dynamic that he has with like his parents. I love it.
I always love when I ever there's representation of a character whose parents are gay. I love when they go dads, moms, like they do the plural.
Yeah,
like moms, why are you doing that?
So, and you're just like, oh,
that's gay.
One of them's name is like Captain Chromium or something.
What?
That's not his actual name. It's a superhero name, obviously.
Obviously, sorry.
And then I forget the other ones.
Well, sorry, but forgive me for thinking when you're like, this is Adrian and this is Captain Chromium or whatever you said, that felt a bit out of place.
Yeah. Anyway, so I'm also reading that at the moment.
Okay. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. That was beautiful. I'm reading Queen of Air and Darkness by Cassandra Clare, and I'm so far through, but yeah, it feels so far not through, because that book is just chonke like donkey. What?
Nothing.
Anyways, yeah, how many pages is that book? Too many,
like 900.
Too many. But also not enough at the same time, because I'm actually loving it, and then I'm like, oh, I'm gonna get to that, and I'm like, why isn't there more? I'm like, where is my kitten tie, like, scenes?
Because there's, like, one kitten tie scene from, like, Queen of Rare Darkness that you haven't, like, read yet. And it's, like, my favorite scene in the whole trilogy. Like, that scene. I'm like, oh my god, can't wait for you to get to that.
Love it, love it.
Love it, love it.
Yeah, no, this book is definitely my favorite out of the trilogy. It's just, everything is at its peak, which is what you want in the third book of a trilogy. Like, the shit has hit the fan. And you were the shit flying from the fan. That's what I love. I love feeling like shit when I read books. And yeah, Emma and Julian are just in chaos. I love it.
I love them in chaos.
Live for the chaos.
I feel like the whole book is just that one Taylor Swift song. It's like, don't blame me, love made me crazy. Yeah. With the way that they're acting for this whole book.
Exactly, exactly. And it's just so great. Julian's hotter, which is always nice to see. Emma's just her same slaying self, which we love to see. Christina, Kieran, Ty, they're slaying. They're doing so well. Helen is in this book. Helen and...
Aileen.
Aileen, thank you. Helen and Aileen are in this book, which I've never read them in a book before. But they are great.
Slaying.
Diego and... Oh, not Jesus.
Oh,
it's like a Jamie.
Hey,
because it's spelled like Jamie, but it's Hamey.
I know. I remember because I listened to that book mostly in audiobook, and then the first time I read it, like in book form, I was like, "Who the fuck's Jamie?" Like,
no, it's always like that with Spanish. Like,
yeah.
Jesus is Jesus.
Yeah,
and then like Julio spelled with a J, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, so like going from between like audiobook and physical form, that was so confusing
for me. No, it's Jaime, that's how they say it. It's not Jamie, it's not even Jaime, it's Jaime.
Yeah,
we could just too white for our own good. Jaime. Jaime, get over here. Love Jaime.
It's been like 2 years since I read that.
Well, not for some of us. Okay.
Yeah, that's just you.
For some of us it's been 2 days. Yeah, Jaime is slaying, Diego slaying, also, not Debbie, young grommet, that
has,
Drew, thank you, I knew it started with a D, and then Drew, memorable Drew, she's just slaying too. Feels so bad because Drew's whole storyline is like, people always forget about me, what is her name?
No, I actually really like Drew.
I love Drew. Yeah. Okay, I do. When I read the books, I know who they are. But forgive me, I'm reading like 5 books at the moment. It's a lot of names to keep up with.
Yeah.
It's a wonder I know any of them.
Yeah.
But it's just such a good book. And then also there's so much time being spent in the Seelie Court. And for those who don't know, my relationship with the Shadowhunter Chronicles is I watched the Mortal Instruments show and I loved it. It's like the thing that kept me alive when I was 13. I'm not kidding.
Yeah, she's not.
No, I'm not kidding. And but I never read the Mortal Instrument books.
It's a wonder that like 13-year-old you didn't like pick that up for more content, you know what I mean?
I like considered it, but it just seemed like a lot, and I heard that people didn't like the books and it was a whole thing. But I have...
You don't want to ruin the...
I don't want to ruin the magic that on-screen Clayce had, Lily. yeah, anyway, so... But I have read The Infernal Devices by Cassandra Clare and sobbed my eyes out. And we have made multiple podcast episodes. We're like, it's fine, let's talk about it. And then now, this is my second trilogy I'm reading. I'm not reading the Chain of Iron, Chain of Gold, Chain of Thorns trilogy. The Golden Hours trilogy, I could have said, to save lots of time.
The Last Hours.
The Last Hours trilogy, because it just... I can't deal with that because it just seems more like heartbreaking.
Guys, when I say that, I think she actually underwent a trauma response when she read the Clockwork Princess epilogue.
I did.
You can't even bring it up with her.
I can't even know.
Literally one time we were talking about it and I have screenshots of her on the phone just like absolutely
it put me in a depressive episode for like 2 days. And then Cassandra Clare has the audacity to come and be like, the Chain of Thorns ending is going to be sadder than the Clockwork Princess one. And I'm like, I can't do that.
That's like 2 months away, bro.
I know. It would have already been out. Oh, okay. I just killed the moon, sorry.
It was meant to come out on November 1st.
But the planet's running out of paper.
You know No, then release it as an ebook.
They could at least release an ebook.
Give it. I would pay as much as I would for the hardcover and the ebook if I could have read it two months ago. Oh, God.
And anyways, so I'm skipping that. Skipping that.
Oh, I literally remember I told Olivia about, because I read Chain of Gold, Chain of Iron, if it wasn't made clear by my Chain of Thorns Desperation.
We've literally done a podcast episode on it.
Oh, that's so true. I forgot. Well, I forget, because normally we don't do episodes on books that I've read and you haven't, so.
Well, yeah, not usually.
Yeah, anyway, so. I still remember when I was reading Chain of Gold, I was like, oh, Olivia, listen to this, like, super cute scene, and, like, some of the Infernal Devices characters were, like, involved in it, and I literally remember Olivia was like, no, you have to stop talking, like, you have to stop talking, I'm going to start crying, and I don't feel in the mood to cry, and I was like, it wasn't even sad.
Yeah, you're like, yeah, and then they all lived happily ever after. Lily, you have to stop. Stop it.
You can only talk about, like, the new characters that I don't know. Like, you can't talk about the Infernal Devices characters. I'm going to have a breakdown.
funny. But, yeah, anyways, I'm skipping that trilogy. And I'm really enjoying the Dark Artifices, though. And I definitely will be reading The Wicked Powers when it comes out.
The Wicked Powers is going to slay so hard.
So it's going to be the last one. Love the Shadowhunter Chronicles. Just what a time to be alive, like, when the Shadowhunter Chronicles exists, you know what I mean?
I know. It's like, look, I don't believe in God, but, like, the way I was put on this earth at the same time that the Shadowhunter Chronicles were being written.
A miracle.
It says so much.
It was...
This is purposeful. This is organized by someone.
Oh, God. This mental illness was planned from the start. Yes, anyway, that's me, your turn.
Okay, the last thing I'm reading is an audiobook. I'm listening to the second Jasmine Throne book, like, via audiobook.
Oh, yeah.
The first one on audiobook as well. That was very good. I haven't listened to the second one in, like, a hot minute. I kind of forgot I had it on audiobook until I went on my Goodreads, because I didn't listen to very much of it, because I went for a while. I had to, like, wait for my new credit to come in on Audible, so I, like, waited a bit between the first and second. And then the second I got my credit, I, like, listened to, like, two chapters of it, but then, like, exams started, and then, like, I forgot. I was like, I really need to get the audiobook for that. I was like, no, I already have it. Like, I could be listening to that right now. So, I'm like, I've gotten back into it again.
The Jasmine Throne's the woman love woman one, isn't it?
Yes. The gays are here. The lesbians have arrived.
Yes. And it's actually, like, good.
Apparently. I know. I've heard, because I had a friend who... has read this.
She had a friend. Like, she doesn't have any anymore.
My friend read this duology. Well, I think there's gonna be more. I think there's gonna be a third, but it's not out yet. Anyway, so she read the second one, and I'm really excited about it, because she was like, no, low-key, like, the romance is, like, amazing. Like, it's actually kind of steamy low-key, and I was like, I've never really seen that in, like, a woman love woman book. Like, it's always like, oh, hold hands. Like, in the book, in the first book, they didn't have much of, like, a huge romance going on, but also, like, they didn't know each other at the beginning of the first one. So it's very classic fantasy series where they had to, like, meet and then, like, enemies to lovers, you know what I mean? So it's like at the end of the first book, that's something, like, just was getting started.
Yeah,
which, like, makes sense, because they had to build all that up, build all that tension. So now, like, that, like, that's happened, I'm like, oh my gosh, women love women, where is it? Give me the content. Anyway, but it's a fantasy.
Give me the scissoring.
Well, that is not what I said. That's what you said.
You brought that up all on your own.
You came up with that all by yourself.
Sorry.
I just wanted a really good kiss scene.
Oh. We're just on different levels. You're like, I want a good hand-holding scene. Scissors!
Good God. But it's, like, really cool, and it's, like, based on, like, Indian, like, old, like, I guess, like, I don't remember if it's, like, old, like, Indian, like, I guess, like, legends or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Or if it's based on, like, actual, like, if it's more, like, legends or, like, stories. Like, I'm not 100% sure what it is. I used to know, but I forgot. Yeah, it's based on something like that. And there's, like, a princess. And she's been, like, exiled because, like, her brother's king. And she, like, talked out against him because he's, like, tries to, like, burn women and kill them for sacrifice. And so she's like, that's a bit wrong. So he exiles her. But because she's still a princess, they want to make sure that no one, like, kills her. So they have her, like, exiled, and then, like, all these, like, women who, like, also, like, work for, like, the general, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them were, like, assigned to, like, go, like, be, like, the princess's, like, maidservant or whatever.
Oh.
And then our main character is one of those maidservants, and they get along quite well.
Yeah. They love stationery.
You look so happy. I've never seen you happy, that happy when you joke.
I'm talking about stationery, yeah.
You're like...
Again, you got to stop. It's a podcast. They can't see you. You do this all the time. You're like, oh, your face right now, it's like... They can't see.
She's smiling, guys. Well, not anymore.
No, definitely not anymore. I thought I started an audiobook too.
Yeah.
And Ember in the Ashes. I started that yonks ago. by Sabah Tahir. And yeah, that's a great dystopian fantasy. And it's just a vibing time. And I like how it's got, like, a male and a female. Oh, what I love about the audiobook, actually, is there's a male and a female protagonist that each have different POVs. So it's Leia and Elias. And there's male and female voice actors for the different characters. And it slays so hard. I love it. But I'm definitely excited. Like, I remember I really enjoyed that. I'm kind of past the start. Like, it has a great start. You're just, like, straight into it, which I love. Absolutely love it. And yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, so maybe I'll talk about what I want to read next.
Or we could just leave.
Well, this would be such a short episode then.
It's been 36 minutes.
That is so short.
Short?
Our episodes are like an hour, babe. Just...
Oh.
You've been doing this for 2.5 years almost.
And still haven't seen a penny.
Yeah.
I'm just... Okay. You talk to them.
Olivia's like falling asleep.
I didn't get a lot of sleep last night, okay, guys? And I didn't really want to... No, I went to bed at 12, but I woke up at like 7:30 naturally for some reason because I was like nervous I was going to sleep in. And yeah, and I'm trying not to bring it up because last night I was like, I'm gonna go read some more legend, like Bloodmarked, and Lily was like, oh, you're gonna wake up tomorrow and be like, I'm tired, how did this happen? And I'm gonna sit here and be like, I told you so. And so I'm trying to like not show my tiredness, but it's not really working.
Then she falls asleep on the couch. Yeah.
I'm like, you tell them. you talk, I'll answer.
I'd be like, right, Olivia? Dead. Just not even
deceased.
But, yeah.
And then I gotta work with the kiddies to this arvo, and the kids are gonna just be so full of energy. They'll be like, yeah, because I'm a tutor. They'll be like, yeah, teach me about the alphabet. How are you today? Poke, poke, poke. And I'll be like, hello. I'll just be like,
you still got 7.5 hours of sleep.
It's not enough. My body just shuts down.
Her, like, body needs like 11.
It literally does. I got 13 hours of sleep and it still didn't feel like enough the other day. I might be deficient in something.
I feel like you might be because I sleep like 7 hours. I'm like, if I wake up after 7 hours, I'm like, good time to get up.
I feel like I could be deficient in something, but every time I go to the doctor, it's always just a man being like, go get a blood test and start birth control. And I'm like, I'll die if I start birth control because I have, like, something that will make me die if I start birth control. It's really not a complicated process, but you'd be surprised how frazzled it makes the doctors, the male doctors. And then they're like, oh, well, we can try other courses of birth control. And I'm like, I don't need birth control. I listen to Conan Gray.
I'm going to a Conan Gray concert later this week.
Yeah, I'm Friday... Conan Gray, like,
it's, my day's reserved for,
yeah,
Conan.
Like, it's fine. And then, yeah, and then whenever they do blood tests, they're just like, everything's fine. And then one time my blood test didn't come back fine, but they literally said it was fine. And then I was like, but how did this look? And they go, oh, well, that could be better. And I was like, what? And so I just don't know. I know, like, my family has a history of being deficient in B12, but, like, I don't know what that causes.
Well, maybe we should look it up.
We should figure it out. Live and in stereo.
Okay, hold on.
But yeah, I just would like to have a nap.
B12 deficiency.
B12, it's like a vitamin that a lot of vegetarians and vegans are deficient in.
May lead to reduction in healthy red blood cells. The nervous system might also be affected. Okay, let's look at the symptoms. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So your whole body. Anemia. Fatigue.
Fatigue.
Poor balance.
Fatigue.
Poor balance.
Well, I have great balance.
Memory loss.
That explains why I think I have great balance.
Yeah. throw back to when Olivia was like, Lily, you have to clean up your mugs. I don't drink water out of mugs. These were all my mugs. Like 6 mugs on the table.
Yeah, and I didn't remember using a single one of them.
Yeah, memory loss. Reduced sensation of touch.
Well, nobody ever touches me, so so how am I meant to know? I get no stationary.
Shortness of breath or tingling feet.
Tingling feet.
Do your feet tingle?
Not right now. Shouldn't they?
So no, they shouldn't. Why would you say that as a good thing?
Like pins and needles? I get pins and needles quite a fair bit.
The main symptom is fatigue. Yeah. It's because your body doesn't have enough healthy red blood cells to carry oxygen to its tissues. Oh my god, pale skin.
Babes, I'm Caucasian!
Yeah, but so am I.
You're like, there's Caucasian and then there's you.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I have a question. Like, when you met me, did you think, like, Jesus, she's pale? Like,
I didn't really think of it.
Exactly.
But
now that I'm looking at it.
Headaches.
Yeah, well, those were from my neck.
Oh, boy. But depressive symptoms.
Babes, if we're going to talk about depression, you got to.
Okay. Oh, boy. Gastrointestinal issues.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
You're just gassing me out.
Yeah. Well.
Well, this is a podcast about reading, so we won't bother them with our B12 deficiency diagnosis.
Yeah, sorry. I was just looking at this.
Yeah. So you're the one that wanted to drag this out. Like, have you got anything to say?
What do I want to read next?
Okay.
Good question.
Okay. You seem so happy. What do I want to read next? Let's think about it.
I want to read, so I took it from the library, the second Rumbreaker by Victoria Aveyard book, Bladebreaker. I said to read that because I read the first one after it came out and I did enjoy it. I saw a lot of potential there and I'm like, second book could either be really great or like not.
So. Here's the thing, I feel like Victoria Aveyard's. And look, I love Victoria Aveyard. We've spoken many a time. We're very grateful for the Red Queen series. And Victoria Aveyard is a queen. But she's really good at, like, building potential in first books and, like, world building and coming up with, like, ideas. But executing on those sometimes is a bit of flaws.
But what I felt like was different about this one is that the first Red Queen book, for example, was, like, so good. Like, it was, like, so much happened in it. All the romance was in it. Like, all everything that it should have had in it, but then I feel like she almost like ran out of stuff, whereas I feel like the first book of Realmbreaker was a bit more of a slow build, you know what I mean, like what you like to see in a series. I always feel like if the first book or even like the first season of a show is like too good,
yeah,
it's like the later ones aren't going to be good because you can only keep this up for so long, you know what I mean? So that's why I'm
couldn't
intrigued
be young royals
season. Yeah, but even this, like, the first season had a bit of a slower start to it.
That's true.
Yeah, so anyway, so that's why I'm like a bit curious, because it seems like she's written this in like a very different like style that she wrote the Red Queen series, which I'm like especially curious to like read the second one. Yeah, and then when Olivia's done the second Legendborn book, probably like tomorrow.
Probably by the end of this episode.
Yeah, then I'm definitely going to steal that from her and read that, which is exciting. And then we also have the two books that I said I was going to read for Olivia, the Because of You and The Ultimate Sacrifice.
No, I'm going to give you a new book. I won't do it. You know what I'm going to tell you to read? Bloodmarked by Tracy Neon.
Okay, which one is that replacing?
It replaces Because of You. You still should read 12-year-old me's favorite book.
Okay, I'm happy with that.
Love that.
Yeah, and then, oh, I also really want to read Before the Coffee Gets Cold, which is, like,
I want to read that. Yeah, I want to read that.
Yeah, the book I got not that long ago, and it's basically, like, a really short collection of stories about people who go to, like, a time-traveling, like, coffee cafe. And they can each go back in time and, like, do, like, the one thing that they want to do, but they have to get back, like, before the coffee gets cold, as they say.
Yeah.
And, yeah. So that's my next couple books.
I want to read The Jasmine Throne.
Oh, big slay.
Yeah, I want to do that. I need more woman love woman books, you know.
Don't we all?
Yeah.
I'll let you know if this is the second book.
Let me know how much stationery is in the next one.
Because Japan... No, just jokes. But yeah, no, big slay. Surely read that.
She says just jokes, but then at 3 a.m. tonight, she'll be like, girl.
Girl.
They are scissors.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we can end it now.
Now that we're on that note, you're like, now we're done. Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for listening. As per usual, we hope you are all well and happy and safe. And yeah, we will talk to you all next week, hopefully on an actual book. Hopefully one of these ones
that we've been talking about.
So very exciting. Okay. Have a great week. Bye.